So I heard this story on the Jerry Agar show this morning. A company president asks you, if you work for this guy, to transfer files from one company computer to a new one. As the work is underway, sexually explicit photos start popping up on your screen from files he has been storing. Human resources is alerted. An investigation takes place. You and two colleagues from the IT department are fired. The boss continues in his job. That's what happened at the Canadian Internet Registration Authority, the federally created agency that sells Canada's .ca internet domain and offers cybersecurity and other programs nationally. After an in-house investigation in 2016, the President and CEO Byron Holland continued in his job. Three computer staff members were fired, given payouts, and told to never speak of the matter. It happened more than 3 years ago. This is a Star investigation that brought it to light. It's coming to the surface now because people with knowledge of the matter expressed concern to the Star that CIRA, the company, mishandled the allegations against the president and CEO. Who else would we go to for a story like this but Canada's top employment lawyer? Howard Levitt is on the line, Levitt LLP. Hello, Howard Levitt. Where do we find you this evening?
I'm actually in the inner recesses of the kitchen because I had to go away from the noisy table beside me, the Arts Hotel in Calgary.
Oh, nice.
Alberta.
And how long will you be in Calgary for?
I'll be back on Thursday in Toronto.
All right. Now, have you had a chance to look into this story and see what we sent you?
Well, I read the story. I read what you sent me, of course, and it was a bit astounding. The people who are the whistleblowers get fired, and the president stays on. But what was interesting is the person who commented for the company is not an employment lawyer, is a libel lawyer, a very good one, Peter Downard at Faskins. So that's interesting, too. Wonders what has been going on behind the scenes we don't know about that have a libel lawyer commenting.
I had one question after reading the story, one specific question for you. So there was an investigation done, and the files were not all transferred because the IT people said they weren't comfortable with the content. And then a few months later, the president and CEO says, I want all the files transferred. They don't know what to do. They go to HR. Anyway, it turns out they get fired after an investigation, but they are, in my opinion, forced to sign a non-disclosure agreement because if they don't, they won't get their severance. Is that legal?
Well, they would have got a severance, sure. If obviously the severance was more, if they were fired without cause, they're entitled to a severance. So either they wanted it easier, so signed the non-disclosure agreement, or they got more of a severance, a larger severance, because they signed the non-disclosure agreement. And sure, it's legal.
Okay, I didn't read it that way. I thought they were withholding their severance pay unless they signed the non-disclosure.
They can't do that. So maybe that's the case. In the course of the negotiations, they said, here's what we require in order to give you severance. But the reality is, if they went to court, they'd obviously get a judgment without having to sign a non-disclosure agreement. I suspect the company held out for the non-disclosure agreement and wasn't prepared to settle with them until they signed it. Their only alternative was to go to court.
Right. And after having read what you read about this story, who do you think should have been fired, if anybody?
Well, based on the story, clearly the president who should be fired today, forget 3 years ago. Now, the question to my mind is, did the board know about his conduct and condone it? In which case, if they fired him now, it would be without cause because they knew about it, didn't act. If they didn't know about it until now, well, then they could argue cause today.
It's pretty amazing to me. The Toronto Star says they've been speaking to people who work there and people who used to work there, and they're allowing them confidentiality because the people are afraid that they're going to be punished for speaking out. But the Star said they've seen at least 1,000 photographs, and these are photographs of this president and CEO in consensual situations, but very explicit situations.
And on the company servers, that's the point. Now, I don't know whether this company has a policy about that, but even if not, you don't have highly sexual material on the company servers. And if he's the president, he's supposed to be the role model. He's a fiduciary. He can't permit that. It's, on the face of it, it's cause for his discharge, even today, assuming it wasn't condoned 3 years ago. In other words, assuming his bosses, the board of directors, didn't know about it and not fire him then.
Have you been called to help out in a situation where, for some reason, executives try to protect someone who's very clearly committed wrongdoing?
Yes, but they didn't. But these people, at least the IT people, didn't protect them. They went to HR and they got fired. It just seems really unbelievable and heinous.
Oh, I mean, it really does. And it's interesting that I guess people within the company are feeling like it was so wrong that they went to the Star. The Star did an investigation and they do great investigations. I mean, it's very likely now that this has been brought to light that this guy could end up losing his job now.
It's hard to believe he'll keep his job now that it's seen the light of day. They obviously put a lot of money and effort and energy into suppressing the information at the time. But usually you don't fire the whistleblowers because then they're more likely to make sure the information brown envelopes it out. You keep them close to you, not firing them, keep them far away from you, and give them a severance. They no longer have a loyalty to the organization. That seemed pretty stupid.
Let me ask
and
you one. Oh,
if
sorry.
The facts come out he was behind firing them.
Right.
It's just, how's he ever going to get another job? If those are the stories, that's what comes out.
Okay, I've got one more quick question for you, and then you can get out of the kitchen, because I'm sure they need to keep flambéing or something. A lot of people are texting in and saying these pictures would not have popped up. The IT guys had to go and open the files to look for to see what was there, and they would have come across the pictures. Does that change anything?
No.
Okay.
Not in the slightest. You're not supposed to have porn on your company computer.
Okay.
And that is generally, in most companies, cause for discharge. You're not supposed to be sending graphic pictures by email. You're not supposed to be storing pornography on the company computers, especially hardcore porn, taking it hedonism in other places.
Right. So the manner in which somebody found it shouldn't be the issue.
No, the manner they found it should not be the issue.
Okay. All right, Howard Levitt, you can stop whispering and go back to your table.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. We always appreciate it. Howard Levitt, huddled somewhere in a kitchen in Calgary at a hotel to come on the air with us.